Patriot on screen, 12 noon Central, high noon for the showdown with the New World Order. She's coming up. We join 300-plus radio stations in T-minus 6 minutes. But I want to set the preface with this and play this now to the folks who are watching us on the Internet only. And some stations don't carry the first five as well. That's three clips. We've got many more of Kamala Harris. She's going to be doing the deep dive on in a moment, exposing her real genealogy that's gone so viral and is so accurate. We've looked into it as well. But Candace does a better job than we do breaking it down of the real Kamala Harris. So why is she promoting martial law? Trump's going to kill you. The military's coming for you. There's going to be a disputed election. If Trump wins, we're going to be in chaos. All the surrogates are saying martial law, disputed election. They're not going to certify. And then they're saying he's going to do that. And they're trying to throw the whole election in disarray with record levels of people registered who aren't voters and states confirming there's just mass fraud and hack attacks and leaks and more people voting in Michigan who aren't voters than are voters. I mean, that's mainstream news, but local, as of yesterday, no national coverage that I've seen. So I'm going to ask Candace Owens, what does this all mean? What does she think their main play is? We know it's Operation Chaos, but what does she think their main play is going to be? Because there's a lot of different scenarios there. And then how do we counter that coming up? But here's three clips back to back of Kamala Harris, and her older surrogates are doing it as well, for this insanity that, you know, Carville, we got to have black men rise up with arms because Trump's coming to kill you. There's no evidence of that unless they're going to stage false flags. We'll talk to Candace about it in a moment, but here's the clips.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
The American people, he's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people, suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within.
In that same speech, she's promised chaos if he wins, which her surrogates are saying will be civil war conditions, Jamie Raskin. And then there's another clip from 2.5 weeks ago where she's outside. I forget where she's at. She's by the ocean. She says, he's sending the military to your house to kill you. That's the one I really want to find because, I mean, this is wild stuff. And it's their official talking point. So what does that signify? And then now you've got the machines getting hacked everywhere. And if you say that, they sue you, though they admit it's happening. We are in for a bumpy ride, and it's not coming. It's here. We are 4 days from official election day. The Democrats admit they're going to put it into disarray. They've made good on that. The magnitude of the fraud and the hacking and the flooding of people that got registered who aren't citizens and they're confirming it is the worst I've ever seen by a giant margin. I mean, I would say this early on, 30, 40, I mean, it's so much bigger, 30 times bigger. I mean, I don't have a number. It's just so massive. And then the admissions that illegals are voting and the federal judges saying illegals can vote and the Supreme Court in one state saying no. That's really amazing that it's out in the open like that now. I mean, this is wild. So Lenin said he was evil, but he was smart. There are times where nothing happens in decades. And then there are weeks where decades happen. We are in the fourth turning. We are in a global realignment. We're in the Great Awakening. But evil is striking back. Back in 60 seconds with the great Candace Owens. Stay with us.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear. We now take you live to the most important election
we
in
now
world
take
history.
You live. To the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Laura Logan in studio coming up, Steve Bannon and more today, but right now I am ultra excited to have such an amazing lady who I've known for many, many, many years, Candace Owens, at Real Candace O on X, YouTube, at Real Candace O, just O for Owens. And she's with us for the balance of the hour. And wow, she's one of the smartest people out there I know, does incredible investigative journalism as well, plus an amazing talk show. And I'm just so blessed to have her with us in this incredible hour of danger and opportunity. And it's really the good, the bad, and the ugly right now. What a historic moment. Candace, just so much happening. I've got so many questions. We're in the middle of this right now. Where do you want to go first?
I mean, we can talk about anything. Obviously, like, I am deep in the trenches. It feels like every moment of my day is being dedicated to researching Kamala's genealogy, which is really something that, I mean, people have been following my investigative series. You know, I kind of happened upon this quite accidentally. I just wasn't really into the media attacks on Janet Jackson when she just was being pressured by The Guardian to support Janet Jackson, to support Kamala Harris because she's black. And she said, you know, I heard she's Irish. And then the entire media tried to do what they did to her brother, you know, the wacko Jacko, no evidence, she's crazy, she's unhinged. And I just decided I'm going to actually do what the media is supposed to do and look into her claims. And I never imagined that I would stumble across what I stumbled across. First and foremost, Alex, if you don't own this, you're welcome. I purchased it for you. It's Kamala's book called The Truths That We Hold. I was struck by the fact that when you flip through the pictures, you have a woman who has decided to only put pictures that blackify herself, meaning she has pictures. This is me when I'm a child with my afro. This is me visiting my Uncle Freddie in Harlem. Turns out Uncle Freddie isn't her real uncle. She's talking about visiting her auntie, Chris. It's a black woman, but it's not really her auntie. And then she chooses, even when she shows images, you see her grandparent, alleged grandparent, which I was able to debunk. That woman is not her grandparent. I don't know who that woman is, but we do know that that is not Beryl and it is not her grandmother. She intentionally is just choosing all of these images and really just establishing the legacy, is what I would say. And why I say the legacy is because that journalist who was able to determine that Emmanuel Macron is married to a man said that essentially it always works the same. When they're about to run for the highest office, they drop a book. And the book is just supposed to be accepted as a work of nonfiction because the media is certainly not going to crawl through and debunk anything. And it's really just a legacy, something that's not even real. And so when we started going through it and we started realizing all of these holes and how strange it was that she was blackifying herself, we never imagined that Kamala Harris wouldn't have a trace. I'm talking not even a trace of African-American that we have stumbled upon. And you can see right now in her rhetoric, because we've been on to her, they're suddenly switching it up. She's not speaking about being black anymore because she got busted, completely lying about her heritage. We've been able to find that she's Irish. We've been able to determine that she is Syrian Jewish. And if that is in fact her mother, which I'm not convinced, and that would make her Indian. None of these things are black, Alex. None of these things are black.
Everything about her is synthetic, a cutout. And I want to get into the genealogy more with you and lay it out. But now, looking at the election and what's happening and all the talk of martial law and Trump's going to put us in camps and we need an armed uprising by their surrogates. And they're not going to accept the election. They're not going to certify it. And then now it's the biggest flood of people that are registered, but they're admitting aren't legal. They're not even doing this. And I figured this out yesterday.
to steal it. They're doing it to put it into total question, which Jamie Raskin on the 16th of November set this up over a month ago, a symposium on national TV about the chaos of the disputed election and how to get out of the chaos. So they've pre-programmed it. Now it's clear they're going to do that. You can argue about how it's going to unfold. Can you speak to that or give me your view or tell me if I'm wrong or right? And then
my viewpoint has been there's no way they're going to let Trump win because they want World War III. Right. So it doesn't really matter. Any other opinion, you've got to look back into history. You know, when the elites want war, they will go to war by any means necessary. And they have already started that programming a long time ago when Trump won. And they really did not think that he would legitimately win. And they were quite startled by that. I think they wanted to go to war back then. And they instantly started this rhetoric, Russia, 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 Iran, 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 Iran. Now, all of a sudden, I've been saying this for years. They want to go to war with Iran and Russia. It's very obvious. And now we're inching closer to war with Iran and Russia. The reality is, for all of the pluses that the elites may have for Trump, he is explicitly anti-war. He wants to resolve conflicts overseas. He doesn't want to keep sending troops overseas. And the last time that you had a president that wasn't down to go to war, you know, he unfortunately got shot. It's a mystery still as to what really happened that day since they won't declassify all the documents. But he got shot down in Dallas. And then they installed a president, LBJ, who was very much willing to go to all of the wars for Henry Kissinger. We know suddenly we're in Cambodia and we're in Vietnam. And so that is what alarms me about this moment in history, is that you can see their hunger and their thirst for a world war right now. And I think in part, the reason for that, as it always is economic. You know, when you have a war, you kind of just get to reset the stage. And this was why they were so incensed when Tucker Carlson went over and spoke to Putin, because they want to own the propaganda. They want to brainwash people. They want people to think that, you know, Vladimir Putin is the biggest threat to democracy, even though Russia has a smaller GDP than California. When in reality, what Putin said at the end of that was very telling. You know, he talked about BRICS. He talked about how America wasn't able to keep up economically, how people were getting around the petrodollar. And that is a reason to go to war. So I think they want war. I think by any means necessary, they will have war happen. And Trump is somebody that they see as standing in their way, even though I don't think he's clear on that. I think he thinks that they all love him and they've infiltrated part of his campaign. The War Hawks, I believe so, at least. I don't know what you think. And I don't think he perceives the threat that is within. And Kamala is a candidate that the elites want because she is a vessel. And if you've watched any part of my series, I had a journalist on who was the editor of the Japan Times, who knew her and ran circles in San Francisco, same as Judge Joe Brown. And they spoke about her track record, how she was working on behalf of the cartels. And he also intimated to me that her mother was working on behalf of the MKUltra program for the CIA. So you have this woman who has she's just like a blank vessel. You know, she can be whatever you tell her to be at any day that you tell her to be.
And by the way, this sounds shocking to people that aren't well informed about history. Theodore Kaczynski, LA Times, New York Times, was in the MKUltra program. It's been proven that Charlie Manson was in it. It just goes on and on that that was just one area that the Frank Church Committee got into in the late 70s. That was just a pinhole into a larger universe. And that's what I believe about Kamala from the picture we see, like Tim Walz, clear communist Chinese agent. It's all come out. Mm-hmm. You know, Confucian Society, all of it. You know, sex operative controller, all of it. You look at Kamala, exactly. MK Ultra, sex operative cutout. The way she sometimes can be smart, usually really dumb, different personalities. I've thought this privately since you said it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. She has the perfect signature of someone that's been through trauma-based mind control.
That's exactly what the journalist said. And he knew her parents. I mean, he knew her mother.
Okay, well, I've been following you, but I didn't know this. Everybody's been calling me saying, you got to get Candace on. I'm going to shut up then. Start over. This is huge.
Yeah, so this is a journalist. You can watch this on my YouTube page, guys. You can head over to the live tab. And we had on Yoichi Shimatsu. He's a Japan editor. And he had written this piece about how her mother was in the MKUltra program. He personally hates Kamala because a person that helped her get through law school, who was his protege, wound up dead in extremely, extremely suspect circumstances. That man's name was Jeff Adachi. He made an enemy of the San Francisco mafia. And he wound up dead with some very suspicious things happening at the medical examiner's office. office. It was a huge scandal. And so he basically wrote this piece out of exasperation and anger. And he said, people do not realize what she is. Her mother worked at a hospital in, I want to say, Montreal. In Montreal, where they were running the MK Ultra program. And he was speaking extensively about how she was brought over because she was very good with apes. And at this time is when you had like Jane Goodall and you had, they were really interested in experimenting on apes in order to determine what they could do to humans psychologically. And so she got drafted into the MK Ultra program. Now, I know that the depictions that she tells you about her childhood are not real because, Alex, I don't know if you know this, but while I've been doing this series, Kamala's family members reached out, the ones that are not communists, to verify that she's been lying about her genealogy and said her mother was extremely strict on her. You know, those girls were run like a military, probably because it was a military program. It was a CIA program. And so it is extremely alarming that this guy comes out. He tells you he's from the same circles as Kamala Harris. No one has been able to debunk anything that he has said. And it does look like when you see where her mother worked and you are familiar with the MK Ultra program, which, like you said, you can look this up on Wikipedia. This is not a conspiracy, that Kamala may have been drafted into that program. It's quite terrifying.
And unlike most headquarters being Virginia or D.C., or Maryland for other federal programs, San Francisco is the recognized world headquarters of MKUltra and its privatization That's operations. Correct. That came out in the Senate hearings in the 70s.
That's correct. And that there's a book that I've been recommending everybody read called Chaos, which talks about that's why Charles Manson was all throughout California. He was a Fed. He got turned in prison, taught how to hypnotize people. And the purpose behind that, again, was war. Just to be clear, they lied about what happened that night with the Manson murders. He wasn't there. He was a Fed. The women were people that were working on behalf of the Feds. And they wanted America to think that this mass murder had happened and it was executed by a hippie commune, when in fact it wasn't. The CIA was verifiably there that night, thanks to the remarkable journalistic work of Tom O'Neill in the book Chaos. They were there that night because everyone was on LSD, thanks to the CIA, but they had this effect where nobody wanted to go to war. It was like peace, love, rock and roll. And so when they said, no, we want to go to war, we want to go to war right now. We want to go to Vietnam. We're going to do this in Cambodia. They wanted everyone to snap out of this LSD reverie. And what better way to do it than with a psychologically traumatizing event, speaking about how, you know, they carved a baby out of this actress that everybody loves and, you know, wrote her blood on the wall. People instantly, they say this is the day the music died. The hippie generation ended the day of the Charles Manson murders, and the reporters all started reporting on it and how gory it was. And people were terrified. And suddenly the peace, love generation ended. So it was a psychological program. Charles Manson was, in fact, an MK Ultra Fed, which is fascinating.
And again, for people that don't study history, this sounds weird, but MK Ultra was just, again, one large program. The entire Mind War program, starting in the 50s, and the Russians, the Chinese were obsessed with Mind War as well. At some points, they were spending in research more on mind control than they were on new weapons development. I mean, that's like congressional hearings, folks. We're talking trillions a year in today's numbers, billions and billions back then on just mass mind control testing. And it's come out in the newspaper that UT has, you know, long-term, it's out in Bastrop, monkey ape testing program, and that's all funded by DARPA. And I was once given a tour by one of the high ups like 25 years ago of the UT facility, not of the actual primate facility, but I was shown the control rooms at UT in areas you're not allowed into the psychology department. I'm like, why am I being shown this? Well, back then, they were trying to be friendly to me, and it turned out the guy later went to be high-level MIT, and you know, the guy was like, want me to take acid and stuff with him. I never did that, but it was through some people I knew. That was another recruitment arm. But it just shows how big this is. They were trying to get me into that, and I only realized that years later. That's how huge this is. It's not like, oh, I'm special. This is giant.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, LSD was considered by the MK Ultra that could be the drug that could, you know, brainwash people. And some of the experiments that they did, I mean, it really scary stuff, like men who woke up and they routinely experimented. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb led the program, routinely experimented on people that were just in the military. You have one guy who had a family, had never committed a crime in his life, woke up out of a reverie and with blood all over him and was told that he raped and killed a 4-year-old girl. This is in that book, Chaos. Dr. Sidney Gottlieb testified in his defense and then watched him get electrocuted. The guy, from the day he died, said he had no idea what had happened. And it was very clear that it had happened at an MK Ultra facility. I mean, it very heavily implied in that book that it was clear that they had used him to see if they could compel him to commit a crime. They wanted to see if they could also turn people via MK Ultra program into serial killers, which makes you really reexamine sort of the 70s and sort of the dawn of all of these serial killers that we really hadn't seen the light of before in America, which suddenly it seemed to be a trend. And yes, you know, the writing is very much on the wall. These are fair questions to ask when you hear, whether you're talking about a school shooting or you're talking about a serial killer, that you had somebody who was on drugs. That's why I always say, what is in their medicine cabinet? Because they had determined, and again, you can read this in that book, Chaos, written by Tom O'Neill, that the program was successful, that they had successfully created a cocktail of drugs, which could brainwash people. That's terrifying. Like your government.
Well,
writing,
let's expand
like,
on
yes,
that. That
done
was
it.
That was the beta test. Then by the 80s, they roll out the Prozac and stuff that puts people in a trance state for programming, and they put on the label can cause psychotic breaks, can cause mass murder, can cause, you know, all of that. And almost every shooter is on that. So, but let's expand. Mm-hmm. Dr. Ewing Cameron, this was even on History Channel, you know, 25 years ago. It's declassified with Jolyon West, who was the government-appointed psychiatrist over Tim McVeigh and a bunch of others. They ran a large part of the MKUltra program, where over 10,000 children were kidnapped or taken from foster homes and programmed in the U.S. and Canada with electroshock therapy, with audio sensory systems, and with a cocktail of LSD and other drugs to create sex slave operatives for pedophile Jeffrey Epstein compromising, and to create couriers and assassins. And so this is an industrial-level program.
That's correct. And I should add here, I said Dr. Sidney Gottlieb was there for the execution. It was actually Dr. Jolly West, you're correct. And a really sinister human being who wrote excessively. He was using a fake name, which they uncovered in that book, Chaos. And this is the reality. This is the government that we are fighting right now. And I think people now are moving away from perceiving these things as conspiracies because it's so evil that you don't want to believe that your government is capable of this, to recognizing the kind of evil that our government is capable of. You know, when you see this sort of mass programming take place, I mean, what do you think COVID was? The CIA has been experimenting to see whether or not you can make people not believe their own eyes. Like, that's the ultimate goal. Don't believe your own eyes. And they have proven that's successful, that COVID was a remarkably successful psychological experiment, right? You had people who were willing to never see their relatives again, to, you know, 6 feet social distance, people that are still wearing masks today because they were so psychologically traumatized by the repetition of the news stations. And there's a reason they say the same words over and over again. That's a form of hypnosis, by the way. 6 feet social distancing, wear a mask, save lives. They have shown in studies at the CIA that works, that repetition works, that people will assume that if everybody's doing it and everybody is saying it, therefore it must be true. And of course, this leads back into discussions about Operation Mockingbird, which was an operation that the CIA never discontinued and that they chose to put in place after JFK was shot, right? They suddenly started putting journalists on payroll. And you see it today when all of the journalists are using the exact same phrases to cover the exact same stories. This is Operation Mockingbird. Repeat the same thing over and over again until Americans believe that it's true, until Americans believe that January 6th was an insurrection, until Americans believe that if you open your door and go outside, you know, your grandma's going to die because you breathe. And but I'm remarkably optimistic about it, because the fact that we have so many independent journalists that are so much more successful than these mainstream media journalists today shows you that the American people know that they're being lied to. And that, to me, represents the beginning of the end for the elites, who are going to get desperate.
And Candace, people always see art and they think that's what's creating life. No, the art is imitating life. The 1950s Frank Sinatra, or 1960s Frank Sinatra, I forget when it came out, Manchurian Candidate, was off of North Korean and Chinese known mind control programs. With drugs and torture and sex to mind control people. The Japanese ninja were used with sex and drugs to create a mind control assassin who committed suicide after killing someone. That's the over 500 years old documented mind control that the Japanese had with just drugs and sex. Now, you look at the remake that was excellent. It was 20 years ago, Denzel Washington, Manchurian Candidate. Everybody should see that. in the MKUltra program that came out in Congress, a very small part of it, the main target was public officials and leaders. And could you get them, even after they weren't kids, and turn them into mind control? And their findings were, no, not always, and usually it just makes them, you know, vegetables. We need them when they're kids. And, man, Kamala's behavior, when she looks drugged and acts bizarre and like a child sometimes, she's mind control. You can see it.
Yeah, I just can't imagine. And by the way, that journalist Yoichi Clark Shimatsu said she wasn't just interacting with apes. She was also there. It was like the Jewish hospital in Montreal, I believe. She was also interacting with the patients as well, right? So you're going to tell me that this woman all day, and she worked long hours, is interacting and experimenting with mind control on patients and apes, and she goes home and just acts like a regular mom? Like, is that what we're supposed to
believe? Oh, let me just back you up. It came out in the MKUltra documents as well, again, that they would use projects on animals as the funding cover, and then right across town would actually be the kids. I mean, this is just History Channel, folks. 10,000 plus children in a CIA mind control from the 50s to the 80s. And then it gets worse. The 30,000 children plus placed with pedophiles by a State Department operation in West Germany that got broken in the last 7 years was another off branch of the CIA mind control. Look at, folks, it's mainstream news. You can't make this up. Clearly, she's one of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's so scary, is it is mainstream. Like, you no longer have to go on and a weird site to find this information, because I guess their mindset is everybody's so distracted. We have so much technology. People don't even have a long attention span. So we're just going to tell you what we're doing in your face. Like I said, you can find this stuff on Wikipedia. Nothing here is conspiratorial. It's just that people aren't looking for it. They don't realize. And I think sometimes it's emotionally too much for people to want to consider the evils of the government. But I have been hell-bent on people. I don't care. I'm like, listen to my podcast. You absolutely must read these books. You absolutely must understand that there have been elite pedophiles. I mean, for goodness sake, BuzzFeed themselves did a freaking extensive piece on how many pedophiles were working at the CIA a couple of years ago. It was probably the best piece BuzzFeed ever put together. It was an investigative piece that took the writers 4 years. And they spoke about how the CIA kept catching the CIA in sex crimes and letting them work again at the CIA. And so how many times does somebody have to tell you this before you stop believing that this is all a conspiracy? And now leaning into the topic of pedophilia, and because then you go, well, why? What's the point of that? I think it's twofold. The first thing is that if you are going to pledge to be in the most sinister, sadistic gang in the entire world, like the elites, then they need to know that you're willing to do the most horrific, sadistic thing that you could possibly do, which is to harm a child. The second thing, though, is that all of this, by the way, relates to the work of Sigmund Freud, who himself was an utterly demented. And until your schools start tearing down statues of Sigmund Freud, who dedicated all of his work to children and sex and trying to make it seem that children were sexual, know that your kids should not be in these schools, right? These are communist schools. But anyways, Sigmund Freud, they're considered the father of modern psychology, also known as modern gaslighting. When people were coming to him and saying, I was molested by my father, he started gaslighting these people and saying, actually, you're attracted to your father. And he created the seduction theory. And there's a man who wrote a book called The Assault on Truth, who worked for the Sigmund Freud archives. And he learned German because he wanted to be able to read the files. He then rings the alarm and goes, I've read his stuff in German. He was actually covering for pedophiles. Guess what happened to that guy, Jeffrey Masson? He got kicked out, Harvard graduate, got kicked out of the archive center and dismissed from the psychological community because he told the truth. He wrote a book called The Assault on Truth.
Stay there. We got to come back. We'll come back to this. And then you're saying, hey, sound to me like you're saying they're going to steal it from Trump. I really respect your research. I want to get your take and also your instincts. But think about this. Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, is given.
That's what I was getting to.
The total control of all U.S. propaganda and the sexualization of children. Yeah, Sigmund Freud was on record a pedophile. We'll be right back. We're dealing with a pedophile satanic death cult. And now Biden's biting babies on national TV. Stay with us. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. and what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago. Now with modern science, we know it boosts your immune system. It's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar. We are announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high-quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pathogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate Hydroforce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood, post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate Hydroforce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your Hydroforce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I don't raise this point to say, oh, I've been covering this longer than Candace Owens. That's not my point of raising this at all. And I only say that because people think that. That's not what I'm doing here. I've been on air 30 years. And that's how, I'm studying this, that's how we can finish each other's sentences. We didn't talk before she came on today. I just said, what are your topics? And it was her genealogy and the election. And then you notice we're finishing each other's sentences because we're not making this up. All this is public record. Other than the fact, is she mind controlled? And once you think about it, it all clicks. I privately thought that. But there's this weird thing where if I've covered something 1,000 times in the past, I stop covering it. And we need to talk about mind control more because it's been externalized onto the whole culture. If you look at the Milgram experiment, the Stanford Research Institute, they've done these studies on how to get good people to hurt other people in mass without drugs, without electroshock. And that's what the COVID was, and the lockdowns, the torturing kids, and the poison shots. That's mass mind control. That's them rolling it out from beta to operational. And that's why she does such a great job, is she goes and gets all the old research and then brings out the new research. It does a splendid job, better than I could do, putting it out. And I'm giving credit because people need to recognize it, so we promote it. And then she adds the new information and then makes the bold statement. That's key, and that's what I need to do more of. And I'm saying that to everybody. We all need to be more like Candace Owens, because what's old's new, because what's old's currently another permutation of what was old. And I've committed to listeners, and I promise you, I will start at least a once-a-week podcast that's commercial-free. That's been my goal for years. I haven't gotten around to it. That is on the classic big topics that people don't know about, but those of us that have researched it just think everybody knows it because we know it, and then add all the new information to it. And that's what Candace is doing. I thought that was an important point. Sorry to burn time here. Get back into Sigmund Freud and then the globalist, you know, the putting him in the British level aristocracy that uses pedophilia for control, but it's also their religion, which has now come out, and then the externalization of the hierarchy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when I started getting attacked this year, do people really think that I woke up one day and decided to be Hitler? No, it was because I started talking about Sigmund Freud. I was genuinely shocked when I read a book which was written by David Bacon, and he spoke about, you know, Sigmund Freud and sort of religious backgrounds that I had never heard about. And then I did research and realized that there were, in fact, these religious cults that were considered pedophilia and incest to be sacraments, and that they were incredibly powerful. They were funded by the wealthiest people in the world at the time, and that I had never heard about it. So I was very shocked by what I didn't know. And when I began speaking about it, suddenly the media did a complete 180 on me and started assassinating my character, which let me know that I must have said something that was true. Because when you tell the truth and you say, hey, like, here's the history of Sigmund Freud, children and sex, and he lied about that, and actually he was protecting pedophiles, the media instinct shouldn't be to defend the reputation of Freud and attack Candace, unless Freud is the one that created the mainstream media. And what I mean by that is, so at first you had Freud, the father of modern psychology. What came behind him was his nephew, Edward Bernays, which you were just getting into. World War II, them running experiments on how to convince Americans to get behind World War II, make Germans the enemy no matter what, rah, 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 it's patriotism. They experimented with how to make us, with knowing nothing about the reasons behind what the government wanted to go, why they wanted to go to war, how they could use imagery, how they could use advertisements to make us just perceive, and we see this even today in forms of propaganda. He was the father of propaganda. Watch the documentary on Edward Bernays, a totally disturbed individual who credits himself with even being so clever that he got Americans to eat bacon and eggs for breakfast. It's quite terrifying to look into this family and to realize how sinister and how evil they are.
He got women to smoke cigarettes by tying it to suffrage. Because women thought cigarettes were crude. So he said, oh, show those men, smoke those cigarettes. And then he was still writing ads for Virginia Slims in the 80s, where it's like, oh, you've come a long way, babe. And he helped write the whole CIA program on feminism.
Yes. And this is why, Alex, I mean, you really are just ahead of your time, because once I started realizing this, and this really has only been in the last 2 years, and I started reading all these books, I realized it all comes down to an information war. Like, they have realized this. What information, even if it's bad information, if they put it out and they use imagery and they show you things over and over again, you'll have an emotional response absent facts. So I have been guarding the information that I take in. I'm now aware of how they do these things, which I think kind of renders as a defense against it. So you have to understand where it came from. You have to study Freud. You have to study Edward Bernays. You have to understand their school of thought and really understand the complicated history of psychology and propaganda, then became PR, right? So it's the reason why I'm banned from Australia right now. All they have to do is put together a bunch of headlines and say Candace Owens believes this or believes that, and people will accept that as a reality. They don't even look past the headline or the PR.
Alex Jones is sending people
since the time of Sigmund Freud.
Alex Jones is sending people to pee on children's graves. Never happened. Not true. They just say it.
Say it. Yeah. And then you're left having to defend yourself against it. And the next thing you know, you've got a minister who's banning you for stuff that you never said. And, you know, the reality is that the governments fear this. They fear the public becoming notified about the history of their own government, because most people can't comprehend these sorts of evils. You can't comprehend a government that would drug people into raping children and then watch those people who were completely drugged and had no idea where they were, what they were doing, be electrocuted in the electric chair like Jolly West did. You can't comprehend that level of evil. But this is the reality that we face. These are disturbed, demented individuals who have done things. And if we don't awaken to that, we're never going to be able to combat the threat that looms. And in my opinion, Kamala, and by the way, her family members told me her father, Donald Harris, was a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist. He attended Marxist meetings from a time that he was young, secretive Marxist meetings in Jamaica, and was traveling all over the world to South America, spent a ton of time in Brazil, being trained as a Marxist.
Well, he was a communist on record. There's a communist on record.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so to know that is her father, that her mother was involved in the MK Ultra program, for people not to recognize, just consider your common sense here. What kind of a human being do you have to be to present a book where you lie about your own genealogy and use black women that are not your grandmothers to try to signal to the public that you're black? You have to have no soul. Like, just like, there's nothing. You can lie and feel absolutely nothing. She has done this, right? So take what she's done and what we've uncovered and apply that to what she'd be willing to do if she actually was given full power. And like I said, I believe she's the candidate the elites want. I think Trump's campaign has been infiltrated. You know, they're rubbing him back, giving him a thumbs up. The Never Trumpers are now doing events with Trump. I mean, it doesn't show you that it's an infiltration. I don't know what does, right? The Never Trump war class is suddenly like, no, we're with Trump. No, they're not with you, buddy. They're not with you. They think that they can cloud your judgment and make you think that they're with you as they do everything to undermine you in this election. And I think what we're seeing right now, the assassination attempts, it's all reminiscent of what the elites do when they want war and they see somebody in their way.
So looking 4 days out and all the pre-programming for martial law, civil unrest, what do you think they're going to do?
You know, I'm not entirely clear on it. I just do not think that they're going to just let Trump win. They've been planning this war for too long, and it's taken a while for them to get it together, and they are not going to wait 4 years to be able to do whatever it is that they want to do overseas. And I don't know what they've planned. They surprised me last time with COVID and mail-in ballots. Clearly, we had a rigged election in 2020. And I'm very concerned that the American public needs to wake up, which is why I've been hitting every single day on exposing more and more on Kamala. And by the way, today we have an absolute bombshell about her grandfather, alleged grandfather, Oscar Joseph. And so I'm just focusing on what I can focus on, which is just to unapologetically reveal to the public what is happening behind the scenes in this government so that they can come to terms with the stark reality that we're facing today.
And speaking of MKUltra and her, it's not even affected. And by that, I mean, it's fake, but it's so fake. It's second nature. Everywhere she goes, she looks at a crowd and then does a terrible imitation. She does like a crazy fake preacher, looks like a demon. She's in a black crowd. She does weird fake ethnic voices that don't even sound right. When she's with Valley Girls, she talks like that. I mean, this is a true chameleon. And when you look at trauma-based mind control, they torture little kids, particularly the children of people that run the programs. That's declassified. And they fracture them into different personalities. And then as they get older, they can program them, tell them what to do. You know, literally give them a code word. They fall asleep. Give them a code word. They turn into a, you know, sex maniac for sex operations. So when they're younger, they use them to compromise men. But when you look at her now, it all makes perfect sense. That's why she behaves like this, because she's not even a person. She's just a program.
You know, and it's really funny that you say that, because one of the things that psychologists like Sigmund Freud were interested in was whether or not they could create a psychopath. And there were studies that were done which determined that if children were molested in their youth, sodomized in particularly, that in the future they would behave like psychopaths. And I should dig up this study because it's unbelievable. If you look up Freud, and actually it might have been Anna Freud, I'm not sure if it was her or her father, who looked into this. And when I spoke with that journalist who uncovered all that he did about Emmanuel Macron and Emmanuel Macron's upbringing, and no matter what the press says, the one thing they never deny is that, you know, he at best was statutorily raped by Brigitte Macron, right? So you have a victim of rape, of child rape, and he now has the most power in France. And, you know, people have come out and said he's a homosexual and all these things, and the media just ignores this in favor of the legacy they established with a book about him when he was elected. It's very alarming that you see these trends over and over again. It's just not possible that all of these men that are in power are homosexuals. And I'm not saying that to say all homosexual men are psychopaths, but I'm saying that particularly in the West, when we examine the history of these people, people talk about how it seems like Emmanuel Macron got pleasure from torturing the French people during COVID. Like, he liked the control in quite a sadistic way. And it really makes you think. Barack Obama, same thing. I mean, the letters that he wrote about his homosexual fantasy fantasies were released. And so these are facts. Again, we're not speculating here. Zelensky, I mean, a guy dresses up in leather spandex and dances like that, and you're telling me that there's not a little sugar in his tank?
It's a cult.
I have been speaking about all of these things, you know? And so it's alarming because their backgrounds are all so shady. They're not being raised by their parents. You know, they're being raised by their grandparents, all of these things. And the public just ignores this. You know, Joe Biden likes to take showers with a four-year-old daughter, and the public is pretending that that's totally fine. And the FBI tries to lie about it and instead swoops in and goes after James O'Keefe, who didn't even publish the diary. But that is how much.
And so basically studying them, psychopaths created the science of mind control to try to make people like them or people that would do what mm-hmm. they wanted. And if you look at yep. Biden now biting babies, I mean, he's completely out of his mind.
But I didn't even see. I don't even know what you're talking about there.
Oh, yeah. Last night they had a Halloween event and he started biting the babies. Roll B-roll for it, please. And there's video.
I am so concerned. I just don't understand. I don't think he even knows where he is.
It's not AI. It's not AI.
I'm just more concerned about like the mom who's just like totally fine with that and doesn't just go, hey, this is a little weird, you know, please don't nibble my baby. But over and over again, you're seeing that these people almost seem like they've had information downloaded into them. And Kamala sometimes breaks character unexpectedly. And so I am inclined to believe the journalist who knew a lot about her mother and MKUltra program and her involvement in it. It certainly hasn't been disputed by anyone in the public. And if with the amount of people watching this series about Kamala, they would normally race to dispute something like this in election time. It seems more like they're deciding to, if you say nothing and just get to election day, we don't have to respond to any of these claims. But I'm not letting go. They're absolutely going to have to respond to this because this woman is dangerous. I'm telling you, she is incredibly dangerous.
Well, Steve Bannon's on later, and he looks great. He lost like 40 pounds and looks 20 years younger. But he said, white, black, Hispanic, everyone hated her in the prison. I see that across the board, just in the general public, everybody I know that were former liberals that you know got to where they hated Trump, then they were neutral, now they love him. I mean, I'm seeing a great awakening, and I agree with you. They're trying to steal it. That's out in the open now. That's confirmed. But I don't see how they get away with it if they try it. What are you seeing, and what would your predictions be if she got in?
I mean, listen, the porous border, what's the purpose of that? You know, we know that they're pretending that these are families that are fleeing for a better life. We've seen the videos. We see people coming from Kazakhstan. They're all male, coming from China. I'm worried that there are militant groups that they're intentionally staging here and putting all throughout the United States, like almost like they're prepping us to have some sort of a civil war, which, by the way, from chaos, dictatorship can arise. This is why the elites like war. This is why they like civil wars. They want people to be fighting and killing each other, and they've always been behind all of the wars, right? Because the people are supposed to be dumb and emotional and respond to things that they've actually, there's just been a quiet hand controlling everything. And so that's my concern, is that if they don't get what they want, they will be, they have a second plan, which will just be to enact a civil war.
And they've said that. I mean, that's what's surreal to me, is they're everywhere saying it, and armed uprisings by top Democrat strategists, and that they're not going to certify the election. And Jamie Raskin's already, as I said earlier, set up a symposium on the 16th of November, coming up here very soon, 16 days, to deal with the chaos of an undecided election. I mean, it's all laid out.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they think they can win it legitimately, but like I said, these people are psychopaths, and they have done way worse. We had a sitting president get shot in broad daylight, and hearing Judge Joe Brown speak about that, Judge Joe Brown on my show, and he was speaking about MLK because he was actually involved in that case, and he's like, the Fed shot him. They used, you know, two guns, and they took them back. He just knew everything. And then while he was working on this case, he had the Feds try to kill him, 15 bullets inside of his home. Judge Joe Brown telling the story about the things that they will do for power.
Judge Joe Brown is incredible. We got to get him back on. Yeah. And then he, as you know, was a young lawyer around Joe Biden, the Democrats, and Joe Biden was literally calling people the N-word.
Absolutely. And they just cover these things up. They cover up even recent history. That's the whole idea. They're trying to turn us all into goldfish. You know what I mean? Like all we're supposed to do is remember what happened 5 seconds ago and not know American history, which is why it's become increasingly important for me to mine these people like Judge Joe Brown, who just are just a extraordinary wealth of information while these people are here and can tell you about true American history. And that's been a great honor. It's a great honor that I have a platform to be able to do that and to bring that to the people, because I'm learning with them. You know, you guys have been around longer than me. You've known more than me. Probably if you had told me this stuff 10 years ago, I would have thought you were totally Looney Tunes. And then now that I'm recognizing, my goodness, like this has all happened. I truly believe Kamala was working on behalf of the cartels, as Joichi Shimatsu said, and that her job was to essentially get the lower drug dealers arrested and then to protect the higher ups in the cartel. She was working for George Soros too. Judge Joe Brown spoke about how she helped him. And so this woman is a part of the elite.
Well, how you know she's CIA is from high school, right through college to law school. Everything's just given to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just, then that's exactly what they said. She's never worked for anything. Everything's been handed for her. This was something that, by the way, even the mainstream media had a gripe with at the time. You know, they were speaking about how she essentially just slept her way to the top and Willie Brown gave her what she wanted. But apparently, Willie Brown is the guy that you have to go through in San Francisco. Like, he is truly a part of the San Francisco mafia, as they both termed it. And so Willie Brown and her connection is something to be concerned about. The journalist alleges that Willie Brown was working for the cartels, that he was the guy. And so why they were getting so many drugs over the border and making sure that they had somebody.
Sure. And that goes back to the CIA again.
That would free their top guys.
And that's declassified. That was all run by the CIA. So in closing, mm-hmm. How is it possible to get someone just as creepy and freaky and weird with a total communist Chinese cutout? Takes an hour to go over all the evidence. Now with a sex operative controlling him, just like Swallowswell, Tim Walz. What do you make of that maniac? I mean, these are some frickin' loons.
Yeah, well, Yoichi actually knew Tim Walz as well, or didn't know Tim Walz. He worked in Hong Kong for 15 years. So you got to get this guy on your show, I'm telling you. And he basically said that everything he's told you about what he was doing is a complete lie over in China, and that he was working on behalf of the CCP. And I forgot what he said they were trafficking. I'm totally blanking on that, and I shouldn't have forgotten it, but he knew where the bodies were buried in that regard too. He had a very interesting theory about it. And look, there's just this, as I say to people all the time, sometimes just rely on your gut instincts. And the second I saw Tim Walz, I just said, he gives me the heebie-jeebies. There's just something about him that feels fundamentally creepy, and like I wouldn't want my children around him. And then you find out that he decided to start like an LGBTQIA club. It's not what like that's not the first thing a heterosexual man does when you're thinking about starting clubs.
Well, I mean, he was doing that back in the 90s and in counseling the young students.
Yes, it just makes me very uneasy. And so this combination really is very terrifying. The implications here are very terrifying.
It's a pedophile cult. And we know he's a pedophile because, okay, let's say he doesn't actually have sex with kids. What's even worse? Cutting their genitals off, putting them on puberty blockers. I mean, that ruins them for life, not just psychologically, but physically. And he's at the forefront and of post-birth abortions. The guy's a freaking ghoul.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, anybody who is advocating for children to be able to switch their genders by taking these puberty blockers that were actually the exact same drug, Lupron, that was initially designed to give to pedophiles in prison to chemically castrate them, is not someone that you want as the Vice President of the United States. I'll say that.
Candace, you've got to come back on. And I know you've invited me up to be with you in Nashville. I'll come as soon as the election's over. Just in a minute and a half, other key intel, and how do people find you? Not that everybody doesn't know where to find you, and how do we support you?
Yes, for sure. So if you want to support right now, we are fighting the Australian government for banning me nonsensically for things that I've never said. I would really appreciate if you guys are watching, if you could head to lifepetitions.com. That's lifepetitions.com. And you'll see that we have like the number one petition, and just sign that. That would be very helpful. Beyond that, guys, head over to YouTube. We're going to be dropping some major bombs today. We do the show live every day. As soon as you're done watching InfoWars, that is at 3:30, we'll be speaking more about Kamala's alleged grandfather. We found some crazy stuff about her every single day. It seems like we're uncovering more and more stuff that she's hidden. And you can, you know, watch us on Spotify, watch us on Rumble, and keep us on the top of the Spotify charts as we continue to go where the mainstream media won't. You know, that's my commitment. Is I'm fearful about the future of our country for my children. And there's nothing like a mother when it comes to defending her cubs. And I'm at that place right now. And so I will hold no punches until we save this country.
Candace, we love you. We appreciate you. You are 100% over the target. And just God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. I want to get into the rest of the election. A bunch of news I haven't hit. I want to hit a bunch of economy news. Of course, more numbers from Biden and Harris were totally faked. The economy is much worse than they said. I know that. I run a media operation and I sell supplements and t-shirts and stuff. I mean, I know audience gets bigger, more money comes in until Biden and the inflation, just, you know, all of it. And then I can look at the numbers and, you know, obviously tell you what's going on. You all know what's going on. And that's another issue. I get times are tough. They'll get a lot better if we get Trump in, but you've got to then decide strategically where you're going to spend money when the economy is like this. All right. And it just comes down to that. So I'm asking you humbly to back us. If you'll just back me more, I can do so much more content. We can be so much more effective. And I won't spend half my time just trying to get money. Okay? I bring you incredible products that are really good and some of the best t-shirts and just everything at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you get the VIP program for $30 a month, it reminds you you're a member. It habituates it. Show that you can cancel any time, but you get $40 each month on the supplements, on the Patriot apparel, the ball caps, the hoodies, great designs, you know, not garbage, just a Patriot, some of the new t-shirts that are available, new designs almost every few days. There's hundreds and hundreds of designs at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, the VIP deal, you get extra specials, special offers, and so much more on the site at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then, of course, folks, the supplements. CMOS is, our CMOS is an own superfood full of organic iodine and a bunch of other minerals and vitamins. But the way it's organic, it just goes in the blood, goes in the cells. They don't exactly know why. It's God's magic. It just is the best way to get vitamins, minerals, and iodine. You want Ultimate CMOS. It's in stock. We sold out of the gummies. The powdered pills are twice as strong with the key ingredients. So they're all great. It's all available at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Special offers, bigger discounts on top of it for members. If you're going to buy products there, you're crazy not to be a VIP member. It's a win-win situation. Also, there are other great supplements. And we've got an items that are just like $14 cheaper if you get more. You've got the really high-quality private label from a top brand. Energy gummies. Caffeine, taurine, garamba, and B12. These are amazing. We have the sleep gummies as well with melatonin, L-theanine, GABA, chamomile, and lavender concentrate for great sleep. And also if you're just, you know, stressed out and done with work. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And history's happening now. This is the time to make a decision, get great products. Whether we shut down in 13 days or not, we will be able to continue on, and I pledge that. I cannot give up. I will not give up. It's impossible, except for one factor, you. So I make it easy. I sell you products that work and are great. You're going to love them. You're going to come back, but you got to get them. Oh, so many great ball cap designs. They're all there at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, and then our other great sponsor, My Dad's Supplement Company, Renexable Foundational Energy, all the fluoride-free amazing toothpaste, and more at drjonesnaturals.com. That's another key coordinate for support, plus great products, drjonesnaturals.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wear a Trump t-shirt. Put a sign on the lawn. Wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike
as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexshowstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting out every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves, because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.